HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Pray, Immigration, Islam and the Erosion of Women's Rights by Ayan Hirsi Ali. This is the author.
A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/pray. It contains useful information, tables, and more, and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. This is a trigger warning for the entire book. Reading it, you should be triggered.
Introduction. This book is about mass migration, sexual violence, and the rights of women in Europe. It's about a colossal failure of the European political establishment. And it's about solutions to the problem, fake and real. In recent years, the debate on immigration, integration, and Islam in Europe has intensified. This has been in response to terrorist attacks, big and small, the preaching of radical Islam in some mosques and Islamic centers, the reemergence of extreme right-wing and populist parties, and the recent arrival of large numbers of immigrants from the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia, especially, but not only in 2015 and 2016. Even though the flow of migrants has abated in the past few years, there are still large numbers attempting to cross the Mediterranean or to reach Europe by other routes. One consequence of all this has been a change in the position of women in Europe. That change is the subject of this book. The increase in the numbers of men from Muslim-majority countries has brought to the surface a problem: their attitude to women. Though not all Muslim men feel and express contempt for women, some do. In countries such as France, Germany, the United Kingdom, Sweden, and others with considerable numbers of Muslim immigrants, we've seen a rejection of women's freedoms by some of these men, and sometimes by their children too. For a few decades, discussion has focused on how some men treated their own relatives, wives, sisters, cousins, nieces, and others. The forms of violence justified in the name of honor, including murders, beatings, and incarcerations, are by now familiar, or should be. In Europe, as in the rest of the West, it has taken a lot of activism and some high-profile cases to bring these issues into the open and to expose the numerous cases when Sharia tribunals have endorsed child marriages, forced marriages, polygamous marriages, wife-beating, and unjust divorce settlements. Survivors have been accused of lying. Those who sided with the victims have been accused of various forms of bigotry. Even to acknowledge that Muslim women were being denied their rights in the name of culture and religion, often by their own families, has been difficult. Often the victims have simply been ignored. However, men who feel contempt for women do not confine it to those women with whom they share a background. Some Muslim men feel contempt for all women, including European women, who had taken it for granted that they had achieved a level of emancipation that set them apart from Muslim women. And this problem concerns not only the new arrivals seeking asylum in Europe. The men discussed in this book include some who were born and raised in Europe, the sons and even grandsons of immigrants. This raises a fundamental question. Why does this book focus only on Muslim men and not on all men when sexual violence and contempt for women are universal phenomena? After all, when the Red Army invaded Germany between 1944 and 1945, Soviet soldiers committed many more crimes than those described in this book, raping countless German women in a semi-organized campaign of retaliation. In the Bosnian War of the 1990s, it was Muslim women who suffered at the hands of Serbian paramilitary rapists. Men who have recently arrived in Europe, North America, and Australia from Cuba, Argentina, Serbia, and South Sudan, to name just four countries with very small Muslim populations, have been guilty of sexual misconduct of all kinds. The leading sex trafficking rings in the world today are led by non-Muslim criminal gangs in various parts of Asia.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?